Something extraordinary happened yesterday at a very ordinary place, a Starbucks drive-thru in St. Petersburg, Florida. Around 7 a.m., a woman pulled up to pay for her coffee. She also paid for the iced triple grande latte for the guy behind her.
That guy felt compelled to pay for the car behind him.
And then it just became a thing where we started counting it and letting customers know how many customers had been on the Pay It Forward before them.
Celeste Guzman was the Starbucks shift supervisor on duty yesterday. She says this isn't the first time something like this has happened.
We have short bursts of Pay It Forwards on frequent occasion.
But this time, it just kept going and going through the afternoon and into the evening, with people often paying much more for the next person than they would have paid for themselves.
I had a guy who was supposed to get a tall coffee, so he would have normally paid $1.88, and the person behind him had three Frappuccinos, and they also had some sandwiches, too. So their total was going to be in the $16 range. And he was just so nice about it. He was like, yeah, absolutely. If somebody paid for my coffee, I'm paying for the next person. I don't care what it costs.
Weston Phippen, a reporter at the Tampa Bay Times, got wind of this altruistic chain and went down to talk with people coming out of the drive-thru.
Some people thought it was pretty deeply touching that some random person in front of them would think about them, or they figured that this chain was fairly remarkable in that it took them out of whatever they were doing for a moment and forced them to think about a stranger in front of them and a stranger behind them, to a guy who said that he did it out of peer pressure because he didn't want to be the jerk to end the line.
And then Phippen encountered a woman driving a white Jeep Commando. She only wanted to pay for her coffee. He asked for her name.
And she said, no, I'm from out of town.
Well, despite the nonconforming out-of-towner, Starbucks shift supervisor Celeste Guzman says the pay-it-forward chain was more than 450 customers long, and it even started back up this morning.